Welcome to the godshow.usdaily. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one philosophical question that has stopped more people cold in a parking garage than any other question in recorded human history. Let's get philosophical.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question: when I realize I have been mistaking movement for progress my whole life, what have I actually been doing? That could mean, was I wasting time? Was it all fake? Or is it more like, I was genuinely running, genuinely tired, genuinely convinced I was going somewhere. Now I've stopped, looked up, and I'm not sure where I am. That's the question. What was all that motion actually? So 15 traditions took this one on, and almost none of them said you wasted your life, which is either very reassuring or deeply suspicious. Christianity frames it as circling a tomb. The angel doesn't say you arrived wrong. He says the living thing was never where you kept returning. Islam takes that same circling image, tawaf around the Kaaba, and says motion without a real center is just a man walking in the dark, calling it a journey. Both traditions are saying the effort was real, the orientation was off, and there's something genuinely useful in that distinction. It's not that nothing happened, it's that the compass had a bad reading.
Buddhism and Vedanta land differently, though, and I think that difference matters. Buddhism says you were breathing. You showed up. The noticing happens here, not at the destination. There's a line about measuring meditation quality by how much your knees hurt. Convince the ache meant depth. That's very recognizable. Vedanta is harsher or quieter. It says strip away the motion, the grief about the motion, even the relief about stopping. And what's left is the one who was watching all along, who never went anywhere. That's a big swing. If you're the kind of person who finds you were never the river, you were always the watching, and am genuinely stabilizing rather than annoying, Vedanta is your tradition.
Stoicism and existentialism are the ones that get practical fastest, which tracks. Stoicism uses this image from Epictetus: a dish passed at a banquet and you lunge for it before it reaches you, spill it, and call the lunge living. What's in your control? The next reach. What's not? The years of lunging. Stop mourning them. They were the price of knowing. Existentialism agrees on the diagnosis or call. The hum of the engine is not the sound of a life being built, but it adds something Stoicism doesn't quite say. The motion was real, the choosing wasn't. And now the next hour is the first one you can't blame on momentum. That's a little colder, also more accurate.
The cynics come in swinging, as promised, running in very expensive shoes, which honestly, the image is a dog chasing its tail with genuine conviction, proud because at least the tail is moving. I don't think that's mean. I think that's the tradition doing its job, scraping the flattery off. The Epicureans are gentler, but land in the same county. You were eating elaborate meals you couldn't taste. Bread and a friend and one quiet hour would have fed you completely. You were postponing sufficiency. And now you're in that moment. Cynicism and Epicureanism disagree on tone pretty sharply, but they agree that most of what passed for progress was unnecessary complexity you chose because it felt like more.
Absurdism is where I want to end because it makes the most uncomfortable move of anyone. It says, the mistake was never the movement. The mistake was the ledger. The belief that motion requires a destination before it earns the right to exist. The swimmer in the pool with no far wall. The form is real. The exhaustion is real. The water breaking around her hands is real. That's a life. Zen says something adjacent. You were staring at the moon's reflection and calling the reaching travel. It wasn't nothing, but the moon hasn't moved once. And the pop culture oracle pulled Joni Mitchell's both sides now, which for once actually fits. Confusing the horse moving under you for somewhere actually being reached. Not broken, just honest. Most traditions here agree on one thing. Realizing the compass was wrong is not the disaster. It's the first accurate reading you've had. Tomorrow we're back with a new question. Bring the version of yourself that just stopped moving long enough to notice.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, multilingual, and entirely supported by listeners like you. If this show is doing something useful for your brain, subscribe wherever you get podcasts and tell one person who is also currently mistaking their commute for a life philosophy. Your support keeps 15 traditions answering one real question every single day. And on that note, you've heard the dog, the cracked vessel, the banquet dish, the pool with no far wall, and Joni Mitchell. If none of that slowed you down, we respect the commitment to the bit. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.